pirates off the coast of Somalia killed 4 innocent Americans last week. My only question is, why are these international terrorists still alive? Before being overtaken by these 19 thugs, the Americans, 2 men and 2 women, sent an SOS. U.S. Navy vessels shadowed the hijacked yacht, but could do little except to try to negotiate with the Somalis. Tuesday morning, off the east coast of Africa, the pirate terrorist executed the 4 Americans. After hearing gunshots, Navy SEALs retook the yacht, but not before 4 thugs had been killed. That left 15 terrorist pirates, who now will be afforded their rights in the U.S. courts, along with housing, clothes, and meals for years to come. The Navy SEALs should have been allowed to finish the job and eliminate these 15 captured thugs. Maybe not kill the terrorists in cold blood. No. Take them back to where the yacht had been hijacked 4 days earlier, some 200 miles off the Somali coast. After chumming the water to alert area sharks, those Somali terrorists should have been given the chance to swim to shore. My guess is the U.S. would have saved a lot of money, and aspiring pirates everywhere would figure out that killing innocent Americans is not such a great idea after all. This is Dan Ray. Call me insensitive, but call me any weeknight from 8 to midnight on Nightside, right here on WBZ News Radio 1030.